VentureCast. Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This America, man.
If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back.
Well, I'm not familiar at all.
Really?
I'll give you a hint. It hits close to home. Everybody you meet that's not from here says, is it really like that?
Is it The Wire?
It is The Wire.
I still haven't seen it.
It takes a little while to get into.
I will watch it one day, but you know, not now, because now I'm watching The Practice, so that's, you know, going to take me 8 seasons.
It is going to take you 8 seasons, and that
what
may
is
be
it about?
A. It'll either be a. An offshoot of this or a separate podcast, we'll see.
Because The Wire is about crime in Baltimore.
Yes, yeah. I know that. What's The Practice about?
Oh, it's about law in Boston.
Okay.
I've only seen one episode, so that's all I know.
Gotcha.
If you listen to our next episode, you'll get that teaser, because that is most likely where that episode falls in the sequence of things because of my upcoming travel and our mutually jammed up schedules and everything like that. Because a week from tomorrow, will be getting on an airplane. And guess where I'm not going?
You're not going to Vegas.
I am not going to Vegas.
Where are you going?
I am going to Utah.
What's in Utah?
Other than Mormons.
Oh, yeah, they are there.
What's in Utah? Utah, well, they stop serving alcohol at 9 o'clock most places.
Yeah, but why are you going to Utah?
So why am I going to Utah is definitely a different answer than what is...
Are you going to get yourself one of those disgusting sodas that they have, which is like soda and coffee creamer?
Is your wife going with you? Because if she's going to Utah, but she doesn't want to go to Italy, then like my head is going to explode. I'm going to immediately say she's trash and you need to divorce her.
I've been saying everything that you may have said for a while. So I'm just going to leave it at that and say that she is coming with. She kind of got roped into this. I am going on a magic retreat. And it is a retreat that is put on by one of the big magic supplier companies called Vanishing Ink, and they've started doing these things that they're not magic conventions where it's just like nerd fest. This is basically a way for their owners and whoever else from the company that goes along with this can go on a vacation and call it work. So we are going to be at some big resort, you know, with the spas and all that other bullshit. Yeah. There's going to be hikes and horseback riding and all this other stuff planned for it. And
do you hike?
No, he doesn't hike. He just is saying he could hike.
Yeah.
It's Utah, and that's literally the only thing to do in Utah. If you're not being Mormon, you go hiking because it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's some well-known resort. Utah's gorgeous. You know,
yeah, some well-known resort. I think a national park or something like that. I don't know. Nobody cares. Otherwise, I'd look it up and tell you all. But they did one last year in South Africa. They've got one next year that's going to be in Tuscany. So,
all of those sound far better than Utah.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of South Africa. I went once and
if time would permit, I would love to go on these kind of things more often because I think my opinion may change after I go there, but basically at a magic convention, it's like lectures, 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 breakout groups, all this other shit all the time. And then you stay up all night drinking and talking to other people and sharing ideas and shit like that. This is going to be totally different. This is a lot of like lounging and relaxing and hanging out and eating and whatever during the day. And it's something where, unlike a magic convention where I'd almost never take a significant other to, it was encouraged. So there's going to be a lot of that.
Can I explain why I made my awful joke that I now kind of regret? Because I was like willing to bet a kidney your wife wasn't going.
You based on any evidence that you had before this discussion would have otherwise been on point. But again, this is a different type of thing where there's only going to be like 2 or 3 hours of like hands-on magic stuff per day.
Okay. But your wife doesn't love magic, does she?
She's not going to be there. She'll be doing spa, retreat, resort type of shit.
But we still haven't gotten to the bottom of why she doesn't want to go to Italy.
I don't know that I've gotten to the bottom of that. And I don't know.
So for our listeners, Jobeth's lady face Bowers doesn't want to go to my wedding. And I don't understand why, because
I don't know
it's
why you
Italy
wouldn't.
And it's beautiful. And it doesn't even require hanging out with me.
And I know it's not going to weddings because she went to another wedding with me this weekend. Now, it was an hour away from the house or hour and a half, so it's a little different. But
yeah, so I'm confused that she's just like, I want to go to a retreat and get a massage in Mormon country, but she doesn't
want
in Italy.
I don't know that want to particularly describes her feelings on this. And in fact, with the impending
divorce. I'm just kidding. That was awful. Oh my God. I'm going to hell. Situation. You can't invite me to things this late.
With the upcoming, not your first glass of wine, huh? Somebody's freewheeling the words here. With the upcoming house shenanigans, and let me tell you about incompetence. I can rant. I have so much to rant about today. This is this could just be me fucking ranting for an hour and you guys chiming in as you want. But I think that if she chose to, she'd rather not go on this because of everything going on with the house right now. But this was booked well before all of that. And we're actually closing on the house while we're in Utah.
Just doing it virtually?
No, we've signed POAs and other people are going to sign for us. And it won't be my first real estate transaction that I wasn't there for.
I can't believe you can convince people to do this for you. I don't think I could convince anyone to sit through all of that signing and bullshit for me. I don't think anyone likes me that much.
Yeah, the title attorney. So
it's someone you're paying.
Yeah, interestingly enough, Liz knows this. I don't know that Ariel knows this yet, but I may not be the most attractive. I may not have a magnetic personality, but the commercial real estate that I purchase has both. And what do I mean by this cryptic little riddle? Is that my downtown Baltimore building was hit by a fucking car.
It's that viral TikTok sound where they're like, if I had a nickel for every time this happened, I'd have two nickels. It's not a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
And to different buildings that are like 60 miles apart or so.
It's weird.
And this one, I haven't been down there to see what happened to the building, but this car got fucked the fuck up. And
well, it ran into a brick wall.
It ran into a fucking brick wall.
Like, I don't even know how.
Well, I sent you a picture, didn't I? Did I send you a picture of this, Ariel?
Yeah.
Okay, so you
do
know.
That's how I got the picture. And
look, I went to this wedding Sunday night, and I think I drank a bottle and a half of bourbon. So, and that's the day that this all happened. So I don't remember who I told what.
I don't know how this car managed to, I mean, it clearly off-roaded into the building, but like, this is crazy.
It missed a street sign and it missed a fire hydrant. So good on them.
Yeah, but had it hit those, it probably wouldn't have hit the building.
Right. Or maybe it would have flooded and condemned the building, and then I would have just taken an insurance payout. Who knows?
Well.
Hello, puppy.
The dog.
So yeah, that was a time. And it's Baltimore City, so I have Zippo fucking information. Nobody answers the phone because I'm trying to call the city building inspector to find out, hey, do you guys need to come out and take a look at this and make sure that it's still, you know, occupiable or whatever the right word is there? Who knows? Fuck if I know. I know it's going to take forever to... Is your dog ringing a bell? Is that what just happened?
No, I hit the wine glass.
Oh, okay. I guess this is kind of lull talk. I was going to get to the point where I don't even know how long it'll be till I can get a police report out of this.
Well, it's Baltimore, so like a minute.
No, it's yeah. Yeah, so that's a time. Good times. But yeah, I did get to go to a wedding this past weekend, and I was there as a guest, but did magic for people, and that was fun.
Yeah, so...
Not professionally, just did it for fun.
Oh my God.
And I will tell anybody out there who has heard, and again, the sample set for which I'm going to provide this example is all of one. But if you've ever heard about how important it is to, if you've got an open bar at a wedding, to go early.
Don't have an open bar, like, what are you doing? Every wedding is an open bar.
Listen, I'm going to Utah. I'm not going for a wedding, but I'm sure that they don't have too many open bar weddings in Utah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we're talking about a state where people presumably are having sex for the first time after that wedding. Maybe. But where the fuck was I going with that? Oh.
Open bar.
Going up early to the open bar, making sure that they know that you're leaving them a big tip for the night early, and the level of service that you get. Let's just put it this way. For the whole night, as I walked up to this bar, it was almost like they were scoping out, when will this guy be back? And my fucking drink was waiting for me. Like 8 out of 10 times.
8 out of 10 times? How many times did you go back to this bar?
I probably drank a bottle and a half of bourbon Sunday night. Bourbon and Coke.
Well.
And then I started reading people's minds. And that was fun.
Was the wedding fun?
Oh, the wedding was great.
Do you think the couple's going to last?
Listen, I'm a mind reader, not a fortune teller, so I don't
know. Okay, but like, do they listen to this podcast? No, because I know that none of your friends and none of my friends listen to this podcast. Only Liz's friends.
As God intended it.
Because if you and I told, well, you don't talk shit about people, but if I told my friends about the podcast, like, I wouldn't have any friends left.
Right. So I doubt that they do, but I would say probably. I mean, they're Asian and they're doctors.
That means absolutely nothing.
You're right.
Doctors have a high divorce rate.
Oh, then maybe they won't. Who knows? I mean, he's, I don't know what she's doing, but he's going to be a radiologist, so he's not going to be dealing directly with patients. So that's a plus. I'm like, that's the thing that sucks about my job. Usually.
Yeah. I decided I just want to like retire. Like, I don't have any ambition anymore. I've decided it was like really fun having ambition and getting my soul crushed. And now I'd like to retire.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, but like you're closer. Like you have enough money. You theoretically like could retire.
If yeah, you especially right. if this building gets condemned.
Yeah, you would be fine. I can't retire.
I asked my assistant because I haven't been in yet. But I asked my assistant and it doesn't. She said it doesn't look that bad.
Okay.
No, because it hit a brick wall. The inside's fine.
Yeah.
This car is fucked the fuck up.
Baltimore is built to last. You're there for a long time, not a good time.
There's truth in that. So what's everybody else got going on?
Well, was in the ER.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that was, I mean, I'm fine now, but it was a time.
Do you want to share as much as you shared with me in the office earlier today?
Basically, I
maybe just drop the advice.
Well, the advice that I only shared with you, actually, you were the only person who was privy to that information. But basically, I ended up with a kidney infection, which,
ooh.
Yeah, because I was given like something to clear it up, but I didn't respond to it. Like either I didn't respond to the medicine or I had a reaction to the medicine. So like Saturday night I get home and I had been out in the heat in the day. And so I'm thinking like, I don't feel great, but I was outside. I wasn't outside for like, you know, I mean, hours and hours and hours. So I was like, but I was outside for a few hours. So I was like, maybe I have heat exhaustion. I don't know. I took my temperature. It was like pretty high. I think it was like 102 or something. And I was like, well, that's not good. But, or maybe it was a little lower that night. I took a COVID test. It was negative. I didn't feel COVID-y. But knock on wood, I've never had COVID, but I didn't have like any like throat, you know, whatever stuff. So I was like, all right, well, I felt like shit. I didn't really sleep. And the next morning, I felt good for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I had the chills. And then I would alternate between being really cold and really hot. And, you know, on Sunday, it was like high 80s. But I mean, we're inside. You know, the AC is on, but it's probably if it's set to 70. And I am under two blankets and shivering and completely freezing. Like, I cannot get warm. And Tim's husband is like, you should go to the doctor. So I take my temperature again and it's 102. And I'm like, yep, okie dokie. So I go to urgent care. I'm driving there. The temperature is high 80s. I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I have no AC on in the car. I just have the windows cracked a little and I'm freezing. And I get there and they do the things. And, you know, basically they're like, okay, we're going to give you something. If you stay the same, fine, but if anything happens and you get worse than you are, you must go to the ER. So I get done there around noon. I go home. I sleep. Tim takes the child to the apple orchard with some friends. They have a fun, cute fall time. I'm sad because I feel like this was the first fun, cute fall time that was had. And, you know, I'm a basic bitch. I love apple picking and that shit, you know, because like, I love that fall girl aesthetic. You know, that's me, pumpkin spice all the way. I didn't get to go do that.
It's August. We're in a summer month.
I will tell you that the Dunkin' Donut, that Dunkin' Donuts today, not a sponsor, definitely had some sort of pumpkin.
I know. I saw it on a billboard. They were like, it's here. And I'm like, no, 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 no.
It's here, friends. It's here.
No. September 1st. That's like, you can call it fall then, but like, I had a shit summer. and it's still, unfortunately, summer.
It hasn't and I get that. Ended. I get that. So it was a little early, but I missed a cute time, right? I missed my kid hanging out with her friends and, you know, having a fun time. So whatever. But I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll, like, Ariel, you text me. You're like, I hope you're, like, watching some good TV. And, you know, I actually saw, like, The Wire is on, like, HBO Max. And, like, maybe I'll catch up on shows. I didn't. I slept. I slept the whole fucking time. And then, you know, they get home. I'm up. I still feel like death. I take my temperature again. And the home thermometer says 104.7. Now, at urgent care, it was 103. So now it's jumped up. And I'm like, well, they said if it gets worse, you must go. It got worse. I had no appetite. I hadn't eaten since, like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 p.m. the day before or whatever time it was. So probably later than that, actually. But either way, I hadn't eaten since dinner on Saturday. And so at like 7, Tim drives me to the ER. He's not allowed in. I guess because COVID precautions. He's allowed in once they bring me back into like a place, but I'm in the waiting room and it was weird because they took all my vitals and shit and then they gave me an IV, but I was in the waiting room with the IV. And I guess I don't know if that's normal. It seemed weird to me, but what do I know? There was a yelling man in the waiting room. So I actually get there. And of course, I want a spot by the outlet because, you know, I'm a prepared lady. I have my phone charger. I don't know how long I'm going to be there. You know, I have like all my shit. So I want to be by the outlet. There's someone else sitting like catty corner to me. And normally I wouldn't sit that close to someone. But I sat down. And I guess this person is probably like, why is this bitch sitting so close to me? Because she wasn't using the outlet. And they moved. I'm like, that's fine. Like, I'm really just here because I want to be near the outlet, which is good because I plugged in my phone and everything. So Tim drops me off. He takes the child to my parents so he can come be with me. And as I'm sitting there, there's a yelling man. And he, I guess, had something wrong with his, like, foot. He kept saying, 7 hours. I've been here for 7 hours and no one's seen me. And I'm like, well, this doesn't bode well for me.
If you've not been to an ER before, I would literally rather die in my own home than go to an ER.
I won't go anymore. It's awful. But it was, you know, it was not good. So I go up, I ask them so once they gave me this initial IV, which I don't know what it was, but it was definitely, I think, to keep me hydrated because I was so dehydrated. Because, I mean, I know I was supposed to be drinking things, but I didn't want to, like, leave this blanket because I was freezing. And then I was, like, it was just not great. And then when I was really hot, I just wanted to not move. So once I was hydrated, I finally felt like I could eat something. So I went up and I said, can you, you know, am I allowed to have my husband drop off food? I know he can't stay. They said, are you throwing up? And I said, nope. And they said, okay, then that's fine. So I called him as he's driving back from dropping Joey off at my parents, and it's like raining, so I knew he didn't want to talk, but I call and I'm just like, bring McDonald's, okay, bye. So because I guess I decided that I could eat, and the thing I could eat was McDonald's. And I also said, and can you make the yelling man stop? They said, unfortunately, no, we cannot make the yelling man stop. And he was sitting not too far from me, but I didn't want to give up my good spot by the outlet. So I wasn't going to move, even though I was in that spot first. This man was somewhere else in the waiting room. It was a big waiting room. And I guess I could have looked around and scoped out another outlet, but I kept leaving like my stuff there whenever I got up, because there was like a security guard there and I wanted my outlet spot. And I did, I plugged my phone in. So I'm very glad I had it. This was strategy. And then, so Tim brings me McDonald's. It was great. I ate it in the waiting room. So now I have made myself at home. I am spread out all my stuff so no one will be near me. I got my phone plugged in. I'm eating a cheeseburger. Like, you know, I mean, do I feel miserable? Absolutely. But I've at least got, you know, I'm trying to do what I can. They bring me back. And once they bring me back, Tim can come in because he was just like chilling in the car. And at some point, as I'm waiting, they, you know, do all the tests. They do all the things. At some point, I tell Tim, you know, go home and you can come back and get me because you need to work. I want you to get sleep. And he's just sitting there in a chair. The person who was like the, not the nurse, but I don't know what they are. They're like a tech or something. She just seemed like kind of the person who brought you to the room and like got you what you needed. And she was very nice. And I had brought my iPad. And, you know, you're on this little bed, right? It's very small. And I wanted to watch Netflix. So I have my iPad up on the little, you know, what do you call it? The little bed thing. So I'm kind of curled around it because it's not very big and I need to have the iPad somewhere. So it's on the bed. And I mean, do I feel like shit? Yes. But like, am I at least capable of lying on a bed? Yes, I am. The woman at some point comes in and thinks that I am falling off the bed. I was not falling off the bed. I wasn't moving. My ass was just kind of a little bit off the bed because I wanted to, you know, be kind of curled around to like see the iPad. Is this making sense?
No, I get it.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, no, you don't. You're falling off the bed. I'm like, no, I'm just lying like this. I'm fine. And she's like, oh, no, we're not having any of that. And she lifts up like, I guess there's a rail that's folded under and she lifts it up like I'm about to roll off the bed. I'm like, I'm fine. I just want to see Netflix. So then this must have been before Tim left, because once Tim left, I took the chair he was sitting on and put the iPad on that and scooted to the middle of the bed so this woman didn't think I was going to fall off. It was very strange. Anyway, then I got home. They eventually gave me an IV with the good stuff in it. They did the diagnosis. They sent me home. I still felt awful. I, you know, slept for another day and a half. Finally, this afternoon, I started feeling like a little more like myself, but 'twas an ordeal. And yeah, that was Liz's time in the ER. How did I get on that subject again? I don't even know. Just that's what's going on in my life, I guess.
Yeah, it's what you've been doing.
Yeah, so and not a fun time. Don't recommend that, but you know, I guess. And I guess what else? Yeah. Not great. So that happened. Don't lie weird in a bed in the ER or they're going to think you're falling off.
Yeah, that's because people like me sue people like them when people do fall and get hurt.
Are we doing trivia tonight? We got like 15 minutes. Let's get into it. Let's fucking do trivia.
So we're going to have a threesome?
I think so.
Take
a short break and let me reiterate. We are not actually taking a break. We're just going to let them insert an ad here.
All right. We got our half a cent. Thanks for sitting through that.
Do we actually get paid for any of this?
I have no idea, but it's kind of part of the network thing, and they throw the ads in where we tell them to.
Speaking of nothing related to ads, who I wish could sponsor my whole life so I could stop working. I worked out in my boxers today, just my boxers, because in their like ads, which is really just social media, they like showed people like just taking off their clothes in the street and then like just walking around in their like boxers, which is like, so they make bras too. So they're like bras and underwear on the street. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's like still not allowed, even if it's like a sports bra and like boxers, but okay. And then they put out something like a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, there was someone who was like working out in the gym in just her boxer bra and underwear. And So I'm in my home gym today.
Do you have bras?
I don't have the bras. Not like as excited about the bras because like I'm comfortable in the sports bras I have. If Voxer sent one to me, I would certainly wear it every day for the rest of my life. But I don't have one yet. And I think they should sponsor me so I retire. But they came out with new underwear, so I'm going to buy some. And it was a goddamn delight working out in them. And that's my future. And I worked out, I don't know if I said it, I did it in my home gym. So there was like, I don't think I would wear Voxers, just my underwear to like
nobody would know. I think you
I'm
going to
take a
it.
Guess that that's the kind of thing you can get away with it if you're like a real, Butch. Like, if you're like stick thin.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Look,
I don't think
this is all the evidence that you need. All right, hear me out. An episode or so ago, I think it was the last episode that we dropped, you stripped down to your Voxers, did you not?
Yeah, but you say that like it's
and
a
not
lazy thong.
A single listener even noticed.
Also, not a single listener asked for a picture, which means we have no male or lesbian listeners.
That I don't think that's true. Send us an email, airquotelawpod@gmail.com. Let us know your preferences,
Can anyone just tell us if they listen? I need some feedback.
Give us some feedback. Tell us what you hate. Tell us what you love.
Anyway,
tell us something.
We
get occasional ones here and there, but it's certainly not a consistent, you know, every week we get
Have questions for Jobeth.
Oh, wait, am I not in this today?
Mm-mm.
Completely in the weeds and made some
not
shit up.
Not a problem.
And by made some shit up, I mean I sat here on the beginning of this episode and fired up the trivia crack and started going through
how?
Questions.
How? You talked for the first 20 up. Minutes of this episode.
I am multicultural. Right. I mean, multi-talented.
You'll need to step up your trivia game because...
Listen, in the next episode or whenever we air that practice episode, you'll hear me bitch and complain about how in the weeds I am today. So I'm not going to redo it now. Just travel
in
time.
I think that was off mic. I think you bitched about that just to me.
No, I think I did it in the episode because we jumped right into it. Oh, by the way, I just want to say, for the record, to all the kids at the Tome School who shouldn't be listening to this, happy first day of school, because I know that you're in class listening to this. I'm talking about you, Frederick. But yeah, there you go.
And remember, Tony farted.
Tony farted.
And if you sign up on Voxer's website, you can get 10% off your first purchase.
With a promo code that they haven't sent us yet.
No, just for signing up your email. Just, by the way.
Oh.
I'll be using my work email.
Okay, right, yeah.
Let's jump into
it. You don't even have a promo code. You're just promoting them.
I am just promoting them. I don't care if they don't sponsor.
I had a business I wanted to talk about, too. Am I allowed to do that, or do we want to get into the threesome?
Let's get into
this. No, do it. I mean, look, this is coming right out of an actual ad segment, so why not give out some free ads to companies that we wish would sponsor us? It's not even about the money.
That we're like, so, like that we don't even know.
I was very excited. So you probably know this about me, and if you don't, I love stationery. I love stationery. I love pens. I should probably post a picture of like my pen collection that I'm looking at right now. There's many of them. I have been known to spend $35 on a notebook. Like, this is what I do. This is what I love. So a couple weeks ago, I'm in like a Facebook group, the Stationery Nerd Herd Facebook group, full of stationery lovers. Love this group. I love a well-run Facebook group where they don't allow nonsense. Like, you know, I just want stationery content. And I see something, and if you're familiar with Record Store Day is one of them, you know, where a bunch of record stores participate and they have special record store. Now it's a whole thing, so they have special merchandise, blah, blah, blah. Well, someone realized there was nothing like that for stationery stores, and they started a stationery store day. So I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I happened to see it the morning of what was stationery store day, and I was going to brunch, and I was like, oh my god, the place I'm going to brunch is like less than 10 minutes away from this place.
And you had the biggest fucking hard on you've ever had in your
life. I did. I went to brunch with friends of the pod, Emily and Katie, and it was a good brunch. And I was like, who wants to go to stationery store day? And they were not excited because I guess this doesn't excite a lot of people, but it excited me. And I went to there was only one store in the state of Maryland participating. And how lucky am I? This store, I think, has existed for less than a year because I've looked up stationery stores in the Baltimore area. Very few exist. In fact, there were no specialty stationery stores. Now this one exists. I know. It's shocking. Shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking. In the mall, you have, like, you know, the paper source or whatever, but that's not what I want. They have, it's called the Paper Herald. It's in Baltimore. I believe it's in the Mount Vernon area.
H-E-R-A-L-D?
Yep. The Paper Herald. H-E-R-A-L-D. They do have an Instagram. You can follow them. And their Instagram is just the Paper Herald. They are in Mount Vernon, 702 St. Paul Street. This store is not the biggest, but I probably spent an hour walking around. You can go and test pens. They have a bunch of notebooks. I bought a Sakura Jelly Roll pen in hot pink, which I'm looking at my pens now.
I'm not looking at your pens.
Color. Oh, I tilted down my laptop to look at the pens, and I'm pretty sure I just showed you my boobs. It's fine.
Yep.
I want to see what's happening. And then I bought a 4-pack of their, like, these colored pencil highlighters, which I was very excited about. I haven't tried them yet. And then I bought this other pen that I forget what it is, but it's just a black gel pen. It's great. And I found, like, another one of my people there. She's like, you're buying some of my favorite pens. And I was like, yeah, I haven't tried this pen. And she's like, oh, it's a good pen. Oh, I also bought 2 Posca pens, if that means anything to anyone. Those are very good paint markers.
Did you tell this friend about the podcast?
So I did tell the store I would like to talk about them on the podcast, and I left one of my podcast business cards there.
Okay. How about the person, the new friend?
Wait, we have podcast business cards?
Yeah, I have them.
I just keep making stickers out of the shenanigans that we say.
Wait, so for, like, this podcast, you've made business cards?
Yes.
And you just never thought that that would be a thing to share?
I thought I did.
Other people on this show.
She's the only one that promotes it to real people.
That's true.
I know, Joe, but then I are too ashamed.
I think I gave them but I talked to the store owner. But anyway, I was so excited because there were other people that I've met. I don't often meet weird stationary people in real life. They have these notebooks that I was real tempted to buy some fancy notebooks, but the one notebook, it has this special paper. It's called Tomo River paper. I think that's how you say it. I don't own anything with that paper yet, but she, like, let me feel the paper. It was so good. Anyway, go to this store. Talk to me about stationery, guys. Wait, what?
Okay.
I'm so happy. Anyway, let's get into trivia.
All right.
You have 5 minutes-ish, give or take.
All right.
Game on.
All right, Joe, but you ready for your first question, or do you want to ask me first?
I am ready for my first question.
All right. So
these were specifically curated for you.
These were. Well, kind of. At least the last one is. But this first one, so there's a new documentary about Woodstock 99 that I watched. I highly suggest you watch it because it was pretty good. It's about what a shit show it was. I think it's called Trainwreck. It's on Netflix. But that was about Woodstock 99. Within a range of 3 years, what year was the original Woodstock?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we fucking landed on the moon in the same year.
I have a guess, but
it's
1969. It is. Good job. I didn't know if you would, like, I didn't know how common knowledge that was.
Okay, I knew it.
The 25th anniversary was in 1994, which is 25 years after 1969, so that was kind of...
Yeah, and Jobeth remembers it because he was there.
I actually was not.
1994, you were there.
No, I don't think I was.
I mean, you were alive.
Oh, yeah, I was alive.
And old enough to remember. Yes, this date, I was like 3. I would,
but not the moonwalk.
I wouldn't be like, I know when the 25th anniversary. I wasn't.
Okay,
so an easy one. It does, but it feels nice to get.
I've got an easy one in here for you.
Yeah, I never got them right. So,
And I'll tell you, and you're getting multiple choice ones because I screenshotted this shit from Trivia Crack because, like I said, I was in the weeds today. So they're all multiple choice. After I ask you the third question, I will ask you if you even want the choices because I don't think you'll need them. Apparently, Germany and Russia at one point in time signed a non-aggression treaty. In what year did that occur? Your choices are 1973, which is 4 years after the original Woodstock. 2014.
What was the second one you said? 2014?
Yes, 35 years after the original Woodstock. 1941 or 1939? Neither of them after Woodstock. So you got two pre-Woodstock dates, two post-Woodstock dates.
I'm going to go with choice A.
1973?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 39.
It was 39. I guess it was in anticipation of the Second World War.
Yeah.
I was like, it's probably after a whole bunch of shit went down. All right.
Yeah, the First World War had been down, and they were like, no, not doing this again.
Well, that makes sense. All right, question two. The artist FN Mika, I hope I'm saying that right, was just signed to Capitol Records. This was probably like within the past week. He has over 1 billion views on TikTok. What is unique about him? And I'm looking for like the specific obvious thing that's unique about him. He is the first artist signed to a major label to have this trait. And it's a bit controversial.
Two dicks.
Is that your final answer?
No.
So why is this controversial?
Well, it'll be obvious when you hear the answer.
Is the controversy somewhat grounded in the context of this person being a musician?
That sounds right. Yeah,
something to do with them being a musician.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Ariel, are you having a photo shoot over there?
Yeah, I'm distracted by this photo shoot.
Well, it looks like the dog is podcasting.
Yeah.
But I cracked my phone, so I realized the front of, like, I can't take.
There's definitely some controversy about this guy.
Okay.
He makes music with his two dicks.
Yeah. You know what? Since I have no clue, I'm going to stick with the two dicks thing. Go.
And I'm going to stick with he makes
music. And something makes me think that he may have been born with zero dicks, but go ahead.
You are almost correct with that second one.
Okay.
That he may have been born with zero dicks.
Wait, so he's just a trans musician? Is that new?
No.
See, that's what I was getting at with the, does the controversy have anything to do with music? Because I know that people are in a tiff over shit like that, but it should have nothing to do with music.
The issue is actually with him being born. Notice I didn't say person. He's an AI.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's an AI. He's the first AI.
Well, does the money go to the person who like created this AI?
I think so. I'm a little
No,
the money just goes to fucking Capitol Records because they're goddamn whores.
I think it goes to the person who created him. And there is also controversy because the creators, it's either one or two white guys, and the AI definitely uses the N-word. So that has been a big issue. I mean, but there's also been a big issue in general of just this is an AI that is now signed to a record label. So,
yeah. I don't know if I have issues with it. But why would I have issues with it? This is not something I'm passionate about at all.
That's kind of where I am. I'm like, I don't really.
Like,
you know,
I'm fine with like technology evolving and making music with whatever it is. And somebody's butt hurt because like, somehow an AI has made better music than them. All right.
Like, I don't know if the music is good. I haven't listened to it. It just,
I feel like this is just like people being salty that like an AI has been
didn't
scientific.
We in the live episode that aired last week, didn't we read a meme that was
did anybody show up for that other than Tim?
Yeah, we had a couple of people. Tim did not show up.
So, okay, so who did we know who showed up?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there were some people
okay,
there.
Okay, so did anybody who is not a friend of Liz show up?
Yes. One of them even photoshopped me into a meme that we were talking about.
So this
about.
Is just a listener who found us in the internet.
Yeah. No, another podcaster.
Now, this is somebody we know somehow. I don't believe it.
Robith and I were on his unreleased podcast.
Yes.
There you go.
What is an unreleased podcast?
It will be released. Okay. It might be released by now.
Continue with the
trivia. It wasn't released, so we might just be interviewing people for fun. I don't know. Either way, happy to be a part of it. And then friend of the pod, Katie, showed up.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, you can go listen to it, but then it's going to make me look like an ass because there's definitely a moment within there where I'm like, well, Ariel's not going to listen to this, so I can say whatever the fuck I want about her.
That's true. Did you?
I didn't say anything bad, but I definitely made that statement.
Yeah. So I was listening to another podcaster and she was like, I listened to all of my episodes twice for quality assurance. And I was like, I don't need to listen to my podcast even once to know it was trash.
Only listen to them if somebody's asked me to cut some shit out, which has happened twice.
Which is me. That's my fault. It's just me. I'll admit to that.
I don't
time that I talk shit about XYZ people. So many times that Jobeth and said so many awful things that Jobeth has to cut them out. I'm pretty sure this audience has heard me say some awful shit. So that just tells you.
I listened some. Like, I listened when we did the book review because that was, like, a new thing that we did that I wanted to hear how it
goes. Did anyone like that? And did anyone finish reading the book?
No.
All right, next question.
No, but give me a deadline and I'll do it. It's your question. It's your ask for me.
Yep, next question. This is there's actually a link between this question and the next question. It's very subtle. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Jesus. Who ran against him twice? Losing the general election both times.
Oh, I know this.
It's multiple choice. Okay. You got Quentin Roosevelt, William Jennings Bryant, Joseph McCarthy, Adlai Stevenson.
I'm going to go with a D. It's a guess.
Adlai Stevenson?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with McCarthy.
It is Adlai Stevenson.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. I'm glad I got that right because... That's history, geography, not strong subjects to Liz. I hope the next question is not a history question.
How far did you guys get in this book?
Not very, but give me a deadline.
What do you mean, not very?
Which book are we talking about?
The book for our fucking book club.
Oh, the next book that we're supposed to read?
Yeah.
On the Plane to Utah.
Okay, because I'm just going to say that it is not what I thought it was about.
Oh, no, I've gotten like maybe...
Two dicks? Somebody got
You're
two dicks?
You're not far off.
All right. There's more dicks in this than I was expecting.
The next book is mine, and I already
Well, I mean, listen, Ariel, you're no longer expecting dicks, so...
I'm not, but I was just like, wait, this book is
I don't
like
even have a fucking thing for that.
I already read the book that I was going to pick, so now I need to pick a new book.
Which book were you going to pick?
I was going to pick bestseller I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Ooh, that I want to read it.
But I read it because the library, it came up for me in the library queue and I wasn't going to wait because, you know.
Yeah, except for by the time that you guys read the book that I've already returned the book to the library.
Oh, I bought the trauma cleaner because I don't think I could get
it. I also own it, Plane to Utah.
Okay.
We're back.
Sorry. Okay, continue.
Anyway, if you guys do want to read that book, I mean, I've read it. We could still do that one. It was a quick read.
Yeah, we'll get there after this.
Continue with trivia.
Okay. This question, Jobeth.
This is the one that was specifically curated for me?
This was specifically curated for you by Tim Husband, like last weekend or whatever. So this question is for Jobeth. And for all of our local listeners in the Baltimore, Carroll County area. The question is, who did this to me?
What? Who did this to me?
I think the answer is I did this to me.
Yes, good job.
I know that I know this reference. But so, I am blanking on it. I knew the response.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
That's all that matters. Yes. Back in the 90s, there was a movie called Heroin Kills.
Yes. Oh, you got to realize that the episode title is going to be Who Did This to Me? And the art is going to be that car wrecked into my fucking building. Except I didn't do this to me.
So, Heroin Kills was this movie that they showed in schools, basically about this kid that, you know, tries heroin, gets addicted, and at the end, while he's, like, dying and ODing, they play this weird song called, like, American Boy throughout the movie by what I think is a local band called Crack the Sky. I only know it from this movie.
They'll be at Hammerjacks this weekend. Just another reference, not real.
Yeah. Well, but Hammerjacks is reopening.
Yeah, that's what I heard for like, what, the fourth time?
I guess. But anyway.
New location.
Same location, I thought.
Oh, maybe.
New? Anyway, local reference. Shout out Baltimore. But I guess it was really, they showed it in Carroll County. I grew up in Howard County. They showed it there. And at the end, he's having this like crazy, you know, OD thing. And he's like, I did this to me. And he keeps saying it. Then they go, you hear this voice and it's like, who did this to me? I did this to me. And then a couple years ago, they actually made a remake called Heroin Still Kills. And
it does.
A little bit different.
They're like kind of on the wrong drug at this point, but sure. Yeah.
A little bit different, but the same gist of it. And Tim and I had a screening, a double feature of Heroin Kills and Heroin Still Kills. And yeah, so you can watch these on YouTube if you want. Fun times. Anyway.
Who did this to me?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah. Also, let us know if you want us to do a live episode where we watch Heroin Kills.
I'm voting no.
Okay, well,
Ariel's also voting no. So
Ariel votes no to anything that involves a morning weekend, and I just assume that.
The next live episode is going to be a power hour, so that's not going to be a morning weekend.
Let us know if you want us to do live Heroin Kills episode.
Okay.
Next question.
The next question, which is our last question, the link to the previous one is very subtle, so this is not a history question. And it's one that I don't even think you're going to need the multiple choices for, but you will certainly, I'll give you the option. On The Office, what name did Jim pay everyone to call Dwight for a day?
So is this actually related to Eisenhower with the name?
Just Dwight and Dwight. There's no real connection.
What name did he?
Oh, okay. Oh my God. So you're not going with the Eisenhower nickname.
No.
I hate myself, and I'm going to need the choices. I'm going to need the choices.
Your choices are Dwigged, D-W-I-G-T, Dwayne.
No, that was in the Michael Scarn movie where they had a typo and the find and replace Miss Dwigged. Anyway, continue.
Next choice is Dwayne, Diapers, and Dolores.
I'm going to guess Dwayne, but I actually don't remember.
It's Dwayne.
Okay.
You are correct.
All right. That makes sense.
This drives me nuts.
What? So, that I didn't know?
2-2. No. Good trivia. Good threesome.
I'm ashamed of myself because considering I have like an office tattoo on my body, I should know better. Alas, I'm a disappointment.
Well, you got it right.
I did. And wait, I knew the reference to the first one.
Here's my trivia question. Do you know Dwight Eisenhower's nickname?
Ike.
Yeah.
They had buttons all over the place that said, I like Ike.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get Ike from Dwight?
You don't.
How do you get, what is it? Peggy from Margaret.
Is that a nickname for Margaret?
It sure as fuck is.
Okay, let's see. Why was Eisenhower called
Peggy? I don't know what I thought Peggy was a nickname for. I guess I just thought Peggy was a name in and of itself.
Nope. Margaret.
What? That's weird.
So apparently it was supposed to be an abbreviation for their last name.
Ike?
But Ike and Eisenhower. All the boys in the family were nicknamed Big Ike, Little Ike. That's what they're saying. Big Ike and Little Nate. All of the boys were just there, like a middle Ike.
All of the boys were just Little Ike, 1, 2, 3.
They're like it's an abbreviation, but like I don't.
Hey, if you take off that last hat and you look real close, Little Ike Z, you can barely see him. But all that pink shit that the Cat in the Hat left in your house will disappear the moment that we take Little Ike Z out from under that hat.
I don't know.
You don't read the Cat in the Hat to your kid?
I don't have a kid.
No, I'm talking to the other one.
And that's still up for debate in our household, which is a topic for another day.
Oh, you got to read the Cat in the Hat and then you'll understand.
I mean, I think we have a couple of Dr. Seuss books, but we don't have the Cat in the Hat. But
also, aren't your kids a bit old to be reading Dr. Seuss?
My kid is too.
No, not your kid. Jobeth's like, I read it to my kid last night.
No, listen, I remembered who did this to me, okay? I definitely remember the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
I remember Woodstock. The date that it occurred. Okay.
The books most of the books I read to my kid is if they're free on Kindle Unlimited.
So do they have you know what? I don't have any more. No further questions, Your Honor.
They have a ton of kids' books on Kindle Unlimited, which is great.
I know. You obviously don't have a paper white because I was like, that sounds so fucking boring. But you're obviously not reading. You're reading them on an iPad.
Yeah, I'm reading them on an iPad. Kindle Unlimited, good for kids' books. Also, a lot of good dirty books on there.
Yeah, I know, because my Kindle, like the Paperwhite, has a screen essentially that's on all the time, even when the thing is dead. It's like just like sets to some advertisement, and it's always advertisements for romance novels, and it's always like something fucking filthy. And I'm like, I can't even turn my Kindle off. Like, I tried to set it to, like, a child setting, but I'm still getting this filth.
Ooh, is it, like, targeting you? Like, does it think that's what you want to read?
No, I think it does it to everybody.
Dude, speaking of targeting.
We gotta
talk about this.
Okay, no, we can't. It's, like, 10:45. I gotta go to bed.
This is quick. Fine. For, like, the past 10 days, maybe even 2 full weeks on the Facebook, I have continuously been fed ads that are location driven to Nashville, Tennessee. And it's not like a specific thing. Like, I have gotten fucking seal coating ads. I have gotten food place ads. Yeah,
it's
I have
not
gotten
tourist stuff.
Touristy stuff, all sorts of shit. I have not been to Nashville in 2 years. If anybody out there has any insight on what I fucked up to be fed ads about Nashville, Tennessee, please let me know.
You have no plans to go, right?
What's that?
You have no imminent plans to go.
Correct. There are no booked flights to Nashville. There are no booked flights through Nashville at the current moment.
But this is a mystery, but I like it.
Very baffling to me.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's all we got time for this time, but write us, please.
I have a question from the jury that we'll save for next time.
Yeah, we'll hit that next time. Write us some more. Maybe we'll do a whole episode where we give questions and answer questions from the jury and talk about that stuff. Good times. Thanks for stopping by. This one's adjourned.
Adjourned, bitches!
Bitches.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, the Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electrocast.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
Oh, is that this chair? No, that's just my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home touchdown.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.